The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to talk about the Ryder Cup. I don't know if you were listening to Shane Coleman this morning. He was talking about it in the context of this news that it's going to cost a little bit more than we suspected or expected from the Exchequer point of view. So initially, and if people didn't hear it, I'll just go through the numbers first because it's important to understand all of this. So initially, about 7 years ago, the Ryder Cup, the organising kind of committee behind all of it, came to the Irish government and said, listen, we want this to be in a Adair manner. JP McManus is going to kind of foot the bill and he's going to pony up and he's going to do an awful lot of it. But there needs to be some investment from the state. And the agreement was that the state would invest about 58 million euro. So that's the upfront cost that they would pony up. Now, the state was also going to invest about 150 million quid to accelerate the completion of a bypass around Adair. But that was going to happen anyway. So even setting that aside, there was going to be 58 million euro. Specifically, 7 years have passed, and of course, there's been cost inflation since. So they've gone back and said, we actually need another 30 million on top of what was already committed. So this is stuck in the craw of some people, including Shane. And actually, I think the Irish Times put it an interesting way in their coverage of all of this today. They say detractors question the optics of taxpayers subsidizing a billionaire tax exile to host one of the world sport's most elitist events in his own manner that he purchased at a discount from NAMA. People who are in favour of it would say, listen, it might look bad when you put it that way, but actually the state gets all of this money back and a whole lot more besides. When you look at the Ryder Cup return in other countries, for example, they say in Italy in 2023, they got back about a quarter of a billion quid in terms of inward investment on foot of the Ryder Cup. So maybe that makes it all worthwhile. Michael Magner is with me, president of the Irish Hotels Federation. Michael, do you think it's a worthwhile investment?
Good evening, Kieran, and good evening to your listeners. Absolutely. I mean, we're really excited that we're just 2 years off from Ryder Cup 27, which will take place in the incredible Adair manner. And this is an opportunity over the few days of the Ryder Cup to showcase not just Adair, not just Limerick, Munster, but indeed Ireland to potentially 600 million households right across the world. And you put it absolutely correct in terms of the economic benefit that a global event like this could bring to Ireland. Just to put it into context, when the Irish initial projections of I suppose economic spin-off from the Ryder Cup was outlined a number of years ago, it was expected to be approximately 160 million. It's going to be far in excess of that now, we expect. And in addition to that, apart from putting Ireland out to a global audience, and remember, we're an island, we rely on international visitors coming to our country, we have approximately 200,000 golfers that come and visit Ireland each year. Those numbers would be expected to grow on the back of the Ryder Cup, not just for the duration of the competition itself, but the legacy element of it that goes on well beyond. And in fact, we just saw this past weekend where the K Club was in full flow for the Irish Open and how incredible that looked. And we cast our minds back to the Ryder Cup in 2006 and how successful that was. And I think another very important statistic, which your listeners may not be aware of, is that when golf tourism comes to Ireland, 80% of the spend that the golfers have is actually outside of the golf course, that it's in our hotels, our guest houses, our restaurants and car hire, our restaurants, our local bar. So all in all, this is a very welcome, I suppose, position to find ourselves hosting what will be the biggest, one of the biggest global golfing events in the world between now and 2029, when it's beyond after 27.
Yeah, I come to this slightly biased because I'm a fan of golf, so I'm kind of excited about the prospect of the Ryder Cup coming. At the same time, you know, those reports that are published on foot of these big sporting events, and I mentioned the one in Italy as well, that suggested about a quarter, I think over a quarter of a billion quid ended up being invested back into the local economy. It's worth pointing out, I mean, they're almost always commissioned by the organisers of the event, and there are economists who would pour cold water on some of the claims. Do you know how some of the calculations are made, for instance? They will calculate all of the beds that are filled in hotels in the region as money that's made its way back into the local economy. But lots of those hotel beds would be full anyway in the summer, were the Ryder Cup happening or not.
Well, Ryder Cup is taking place in September 2027, so in fact it's at the back end of the season, so at a time where we're looking for season extension, this is wonderful to see the competition, such a global competition.
Yeah, fair enough, it might be at full occupancy, but you get my point that, like, I mean, if a hotel even was at 50% occupancy, in September that the organisers of the event after the fact will go back and they will still count the 50% who would have been there anyway as being Ryder Cup money.
Well, OK, that's fair enough. But then you'll have 50% more that you wouldn't have had. But the reality of it is, it's not just due for the duration of the competition itself, Kieran. It's beyond the competition. It's the legacy piece that puts Ireland in a global stage. I remember what I said, 600 million viewers looking at Adair, Limerick, Munster, Ireland for the duration of the competition, beaming what are incredible, you know, images right across the world that would attract visitors from all across the globe to potentially come and visit Ireland, not just for golfing, but to holiday as well. So we welcome it. We think it's an incredible opportunity for Ireland and indeed for our tourism product.
Did we see that after? I mean, you're right. We all remember the amazing scenes in 07 in the K Club as well, particularly the Irish contingent and Darren Clark, chief amongst them, who'd just gone through that personal tragedy when they won the Ryder Cup here on Irish soil. What was their legacy investment after them? After that, when you look back at the numbers, at the data, I mean, was there a Ryder Cup hangover we saw in terms of tourism numbers in, you know, and I mean that in a positive sense, in 08 and 09?
Yeah, so I don't have the figures to hand, but remember, I suppose, definitely, if I went looking, I'm sure the statistics would certainly stack up that. But of course, remember in 09, we were in a grips of a financial crisis. So, you know what, any tourism coming to Ireland after the 06 Ryder Cup was just anything was welcome. But I suppose getting back to 2027, as we look forward, you know, the investment that's going into such a global competition is welcome. It has to be supported because it will bring economic benefit. Remember, Ireland is a small country. We rely on international visitors to support the 270,000 jobs in the hospitality and tourism sector and the wider downstream economy as well. So large international events that puts Ireland on this global stage, Kieran, is absolutely welcome and it has to be embraced. And we look forward to engaging with all stakeholders with Ryder Cup for 2027.
Brian Higgins is with us as well. Brian Higgins is an accommodations manager at a group called Accommodation for the event. And Brian, you'd have a sense of the demand that we're going to see for accommodation in and around the Adair countryside and in and around Limerick and that part of the world, even into Clare, I'd imagine, and Tip as well, and even Kerry. What's it looking like? Can you tell it this far out?
Yeah, well, results from various surveys completed in the past all suggest that Ryder Cup attendees would much rather rent a house during the event so as to fully experience local culture and immerse themselves within the local community. We're extremely grateful to have the ability to help families living close to the Ryder Cup every year. It's a real privilege. And being a family person myself, I realise the high income received from renting their home for local families can make a wonderful difference to people's lives.
How much money can they make, Brian? How much money? If somebody has a house in and around Limerick or Adair, how much money could they rent it out for the week?
Any price we usually give is a low-end conservative price. We don't want families losing out on renting. But even the very first successful booking of a property confirmed was way back in September 2022, 5 years in advance of the Ryder Cup. The homeowner was very happy to remove the property from our platform. He was very happy with the price he received. So there will be obviously a surge of bookings and inquiries over the next 3 weeks because the Ryder Cup 2025 is now hosted in Long Island in New York.
But I mean, ballpark, if you've got a 4-bedroom house that's kind of drivable distance from Adair, how much could you rent it for the week?
We always advise homeowners to compete and undercut any hotels that would be close to the venue. So on a per head basis per night, if they are charging between 200, maybe 250 euro even per person per night over a 10-day period, that would be considered market value for a lot of properties within a certain radius over the venue.
Okay, so what's that? Did I say a 4-bedroom house, they've got a double bed in each room, so that's 8 people, you're saying 250 quid a night, so what's that, 2 grand a night for the week? That's not bad. I mean, 14 grand, go away on your holidays, spend 4 of it, yeah, come back with 10 grand profit?
Absolutely, and it's a deal because if you're staying within a certain radius of the largest, what we consider the largest corporate event in the world. And again, the vision of accommodation for the event is to channel the income and provide a non-commissioned service to help families living close to the Ryder Cup event, while also granting event attendees the freedom to contact homeowners directly without incurring any agency fees whatsoever.
Michael, I assume much like the homeowners in that part of the world, the hoteliers will be looking at this as a potential goldmine as well and hiking up the prices, won't they?
Well, Kieran, it's wonderful to hear Brian, I suppose, qualifying the point about the fact that golf tourism coming to Ireland for the Ryder Cup, that the majority of money will be spent on the local economy and bars and restaurants and the culture that Ireland can give. At this stage, the majority of our hotels within the vicinity of Ryder Cup, and indeed as far as away in Cork, where my own hotel is located, we're already contracted out to Ryder Cup already for the duration of the competition. So we look forward as an industry to working with Ryder Cup Travel Services to ensure that anybody that wants to get to Ireland, either from within the country or from around the world, that we have enough accommodation to look after guests either in our hotels, our guest houses, or as Brian correctly pointed out, in some houses that are available for rent as well.
Michael Magner, President of the Irish Hotels Federation, and Brian Higgins, who's accommodations manager at accommodation for the event. Brian and Michael, thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.